The Thayer Bobcats won the Class 1 District 3 championship last night as they defeated the Marionville Comets 42-21. After the game last night, ECNN got the opportunity to speak with Bobcats head coach Briar Hancock. Coach Hancock gave his input on the game.
There early, it was a ball game, and you know, our guys in the locker room, we didn't have to say much as coaches. You know, they knew that they were making some mistakes, and they held each other accountable. And you know, I love our guys. They that's what great teams do is, you know, when you don't have to coach much, they coach each other and coach themselves. That's what happens right there.
The Bobcats will be at home next Saturday to host the Tipton Cardinals for the state quarterfinals. And the West Plains Zizzers, they defeated the Carl Junction Bulldogs 36-6 last night at Zizzer Stadium to win the Class 4 District 6 title. They fought a hard battle up and down the field all night against the Bulldogs, but were able to come out on top. The West Plains Zizzers will play next Saturday for the state quarterfinals. We will have more on who the Zizzers will play in our sports next week. And for some other local games last night, looks like Liberty defeated Forsyth for the Class 2 District 3 Championship 55-7, and in the Class 3 District 5 Championship, Mountain Grove defeated Clever 28-21. And in the state of Arkansas in the Class 3A, Salem defeated Folk 54-7, Newport got a win over Melbourne 48-14, in Class 4A, Arkadelphia defeated Highland 44-6, Pocahontas got a win over Nashville 32-13, in the Class 5A, Greenbrier defeated Batesville 49-21, and in Class 6A, Mountain Home got a win over Sheridan 78-42. And to talk that college basketball here, the Arkansas Razorbacks continued their early season success on Friday night, securing a hard-fought win at Bud Walton Arena. Number 21 Arkansas defeated Samford 79-75, powered by a standout performance by its freshman backcourt. Darius Acuff Jr. led the way with 20 points, one of five Razorbacks to score in the double figures as Arkansas battled to keep control down the stretch. Samford kept pressure on late, but Arkansas made key plays in the final minutes to pull the game away and remain steadily in non-conference play. The Arkansas Razorbacks return to action soon as they continue their early season slate at Bud Walton Arena. And for today, the Arkansas State Red Wolves return at home to host the Christian Brothers in Jonesboro as the Red Wolves work to tune up their non-conference play. Missouri State hits the road for a matchup against UT Arlington, and MSU West Plains is also in action traveling to take on Butler County Community College. And it's a packed day of college football as it returns with key matchups across Missouri and Arkansas. In the SEC, Arkansas hits the road to Baton Rouge to take on LSU, looking to regroup and build momentum in one of the toughest environments in college football. Also in the SEC, Missouri is back at home in Columbia hosting Mississippi State as the Tigers aim to protect their home turf and continue climbing the conference standing. In non-conference play, Missouri State returns to Plaster Stadium to welcome UTEP, with the Bears pushing for a strong late season finish. And for the Arkansas State Red Wolves, they are taking a week off and will return in action Thursday hosting Louisiana as they prepare for a final stretch of conference competition. And to wrap up our sports today, the Kansas City Chiefs return to the field this weekend, hitting the road for a divisional battle against the Denver Broncos. Kickoff is set for 3:25 on Sunday with live coverage on K-Country 95. Kansas City looks to continue its rise in the AFC West standings, led by Patrick Mahomes and a steady offensive attack, aiming to set the tone early at Mile High. Defensively, the Chiefs will look to apply pressure up front and limit big plays downfield, continuing the unit's strong performance so far this season. Denver will try to defend their home turf and shake up the division pitcher with a statement win. The Broncos are expected to focus on controlling the tempo and disrupting Kansas City's rhythm. Fans can tune into K-Country 95 for a full game coverage, score updates, and post-game reaction as the Kansas City Chiefs and the Denver Broncos add another chapter to the long-running AFC West rivalry.